The National Archives podcast series, Fundamentals of Researching Your Caribbean Ancestors, presented by Sharon Tomlin.
Hello, I'm going to discuss the basics in researching Caribbean ancestry. In particular, we will be looking at people that have moved away from the original Caribbean homeland and have settled in countries such as the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, and the wider world. The reasons for migration to new lands such as the United Kingdom were numerous, one of the main reasons being to seek employment to support the family back home. Over time, the original settlers from the Caribbean have produced families that have settled in the new countries, and these people are commonly referred to as people of the wider diaspora. As a result of the historical and geographical disconnection from the original Caribbean homelands, it has fueled the desire for people of the Caribbean to start researching their family history. This podcast is one way that we could utilize to achieve reconnection to your roots by working through the process of researching your family tree. Getting started involves gathering information from your own family, starting with that which is known about you, and working through each generation in order to identify ancestors and their relationships. In every community, there is likely to be one person that holds the best knowledge of your family. Usually it's the elders. It is surprising how accurate the reminiscences of our elders can provide in researching Caribbean ancestry. In your process of researching your Caribbean family tree, I do hope that you are able to utilize the knowledge of our elders. Firstly, we will start with the name. What's in a name? When carrying out research, it's important to take into consideration the possible spelling variation of the name, both the first and last names. For example, my given last name is Tomlin, T-O-M-L-I-N. However, I have come across few variations in spelling, such as T-A-M-L-I-N, T-O-M-B-L-I-N, and T-H-O-M-L-Y-N, all of which are perfectly acceptable. One tip, names were usually written phonetically. It is worth sounding out the name to identify the intended correct spelling. As a suggestion, note the variation by using a symbol or a notation to interpret the given name as is spelt by you and your family. When it comes to researching the names of enslaved ancestors, this can be particularly challenging for reasons such as insufficient archival documentation. Names are not usually present in indexes. Few mentioned are available in private papers, frequent occurrences of changes in first and last names, and some were mononyms. We will revisit this later in this session. Secondly, place name of the event, such as the birth, baptism, marriage, death, and burial. For most Caribbean countries, the geographical administrative boundaries were divided mainly into parishes, which were equivalent to counties in England, provinces in Canada. Birds in Scotland. For example, in Grenada, one of six parishes is the parish of St. Mark's, of which the capital is Victoria. In terms of the creation of parishes for most Caribbean countries, during the period of colonization by the British, Spanish, Dutch, and French colonies, many of the original administrative boundaries remained unchanged, with the exception of countries such as Jamaica that had at one stage 22 parishes that now has 14 since 1865. It is important to research and develop a working knowledge of the history of the place names for particular periods of creation. Thirdly, the event itself, that is a birth, baptism, marriage, death, and burial, records for these are divided between two distinct periods. One of the distinct period is a current system in place known as civil registration. It was standardized practice that legal requirements for births, marriages, and death of each country were recorded. This resulted in, for the first time, the recording of these events in a single register. Registration was compulsory, as it is today. However, some parents failed to register their children's events. Some were registered twice under the same or different forenames. For example, a mother, Mrs. Sarah Hales, registered most of her children under her given names, with exception of one child who was registered under another name, which was Mrs. Margaret Hales. All previous entries had shown the place names, such as registration district and hamlets, that they had in common for each child registered to Sarah Hales. Each country entered civil registration at various points. For example, Barbados in 1890 for births and 1925 for marriages, and Grenada in 1866 for births. The search procedure is based on information supplied by the registrar's offices. If you are uncertain of the date of the event, the name can be searched for in the index. For births, I would suggest searching for the name of the child giving up to plus or minus 5 to 8 years from the estimated date of birth. For example, Sarah Morris was said to be born in 1898 in the parish of St. Anne's, Jamaica. After searching the index, the entry for the year of birth was in fact 1893. The reference retrieved from the index usually consists of the registration district, year and name or names of parent or parents, and the page number that can be checked against the reference that will supply more details of the event. The place name for the registration district referred in the index is not necessarily the same as a place name in which the event took place. Children not born in a marriage union would usually be registered with the last name of the mother, with the father's name being omitted. Details of the birth certificate includes date of birth, names of parent or parents, occupations. Now for the father has a distinct column, whereas for the mother, it's in a section that's recorded under her name. Also included are place of birth, usually the town or district, the informant present at the event, that could be the grandmother, the father, mother herself, and other important people to the family, date of registration, and the name of the registrar. Details of marriage certificates include date of marriage, name of marriage parties, be it the bride and the bridegroom, the condition, which would usually mean their marital status, the bachelor, spinster, widow, widower, rarely divorcee. Also include are persons representing the couple as father, place of residence of the bride and bridegroom at the time of marriage, witnesses to the event, place name or the church, signatures of all parties. Details included in the death certificates include name of the deceased, age at the time of death, the cause of death, name of the informant and relationship to the deceased, usually the place of birth, and the condition, again, be they a bachelor, spinster, infant, child, widow, or widower. The other distinct period of registration of vital events occurred prior to the introduction of civil registration. These records were the ecclesiastical records created and maintained by the churches. Overall responsibility was that of the Church of England, which was known as the non-dissenter church. Other churches, such as the dissenter churches, such as the Moravians, Baptists, Methodists, to name but a few, kept records. Recorded were baptisms, marriages, and burials. A different structure to that of the civil registration entries. Indexes are available for each event that consist of the year of the event, volume and page number. Names were recorded in alphabetical order by last name, by individual parishes for the country of Jamaica, and for other Caribbean countries, by all parishes by the year. The registration of baptisms of enslaved ancestors were recorded, not for all slaves, mind you. Records have headings that showed groups of enslaved being baptized at once. For example, non-whites, black slaves, and not white. Records are available in registers of baptisms, marriages, rarely burials. Unfortunately, names were not usually entered in the indexes. Therefore, researching the required information ought to be searched page by page of the registered entries. At the time of this podcast, the London Family History Centre is temporarily located here at the National Archives in Kew until 2014. For further details, the web address is www.londonfhc.org. That is www.londonfhc.org. Many records have been digitized, of which are available for free, including transcripts of results as well as images on Family Search. The web address is also www.familysearch.org, or spelt www.familysearch.org. Other records are available that can enable the search process. This includes migration records that can be accessed here at the National Archives and elsewhere. An example of such records is the Board of Trade series 26 and 27, known as BT26, that refers to incoming passenger records from 1878 through to 1960, and the BT27 records series that refers to the outgoing passenger records between 1890 and 1960. I would like to thank you for listening and to encourage you to enjoy the research process in connecting with your roots. Thank you for listening.
This talk was recorded on the 20th of August 2013 at the National Archives, Kew.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives. All rights reserved.